I too was in the Air Force.
Amen.
35 months in the Air Force. But God, before He sent me into the Air Force, He gave me His word. And two words, Exodus 14:14 and 8:28.
Romans 8:28.
I'll fight for you. You know, it's an uncertain experience. You don't know what's going to happen the next day, whether they're going to ship you out or do something with you that you're unaware of. And so you have to put your trust in the Lord. I wrote home and I said, I'm here, but by the time that letter got home, I was someplace else because they moved me according to their thinking and their purpose for my life. But the Lord had His hand upon me. I traveled all over the United States, and I never got overseas. But I did get home for the final year that I was in the service. I was stationed in Maryland, and I could catch one of those flights up to LaGuardia, the B-17. One week I was home every day. But I say this because, the Lord arranged that. How did that happen? Because He said He would fight for me. Those whom I trained with, basic training, the majority of them went overseas. But I stayed behind. And there was a reason for that. The B-29, the Super Fortress, was being produced at that time, and they wanted men, and I was held back as one who would probably go to Seattle, Washington, where this plane was being constructed. But they didn't take me. What are they going to do with me now? They don't let you lay around very long. So they sent me all over. But finally I got into the air. I made it a public thing that I was not intending to kill anyone. Well, what was I doing in the service if that was not my intention? But the Lord, He saw fit that I didn't take the training that they wanted to impose on me, aerial gunner. There I objected to that. I said I'm not interested in that. And so three times I did not have to undergo that training. And just this yet, you know, I was very energetic. I always fell out the first one on the line. I wanted to be the first one because when you start marching, it stretches out and you're way off in the rear someplace. So I was in the front. So I always fell out in the front. And so this I did. But they said, about face. Now I was in the rear. But we were to undergo some training with the bayonet. So when it came to to the end of the line, they had no more bayonets. So the Lord undertook for me in that respect, took care of me, and as I said, ultimately brought me to Maryland, and there I came to my own church. I would wake them up and say, it's time to go to church on Sunday, and I think it was over a year that I was able to worship God in my own church. Thank the Lord. He fights for us.
Yes, Lord.
He fights for us. He fights for us. I had some trying experiences, but I just committed the matter to the Lord, and He undertook. And there were times that I would go into one of the planes and just bawl. I would cry. I cried. Oh, thank you, Lord. He was so good. And finally, I was to go to Kearns, Utah, overseas replacement depot. And here I'm coming through Colorado toward Utah. And there was this clicking of the wheels of the train, click, click, click. And then there was in my heart, words cannot express the love of Christ to me. Wonderful to me, wonderful to me. I will ever praise him for his love for me. Now and through eternity. And that kept on singing within me. Wonderful. Thank the Lord. All things work together for good. To them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. He knows how to make everything work for our benefit and for his service. And so let's trust him. Let's trust him. I was not I could have been a conscientious objector, but I saw how my brothers fared, Herbert in particular. He became a conscientious objector, and they made him an object of abuse. And I didn't like that. So I felt it was best just to trust God, to place me where he wanted me. It was a strange thing at that time for one to be drafted into the Air Force. You were drafted into the Army, but into the Air Force. That was a strange matter. But the Lord saw fit, because later on, at the Battle of the Bulge, though I was in the Air Force, they took men from the Air Force into the Army, and they couldn't touch me. There was reason for that, too, because I was a propeller specialist. I had trained as a propeller specialist. So as such, they couldn't touch me. And so I didn't go overseas. Wasn't exposed to that danger. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
You didn't say anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we have to praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Learn to acknowledge him, Jesus. I think Paul plays something. You know, the meeting begins, you know, when he starts playing the organ. It ought to begin. It begins for me. We enter in then. And what did he play? About
Jesus led me all the way.
Yeah, Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Praise the Lord. And so, it's better to be in his service than in the service of Uncle Sam. Just this connection here. You see, when you're in the service of Uncle Sam, as I mentioned earlier, they have the charge, or they do take the charge of your life. And when you give yourself to Jesus, he wants to take charge of your life. He does. And then he'll order it according to his will, his purpose. Praise the Lord. Jesus, help us. Help these young people early in life to choose you, to serve you, to live for you, and as we heard, to get into your word. Oh, Lord, we need the Bible. We need that book. And so give us a hunger for your word. And then with the intention of doing it, acting upon it. I thank you, Lord, for your presence here this morning. And that is a word that has fallen into my heart, and that is, what is that? Today is a day of victory.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is marching on.
Hallelujah.
Do you think that he has ordained that today should be a day of victory?
Yes.
I think so. if we just let him have his way and keep our eyes upon him, he's going to manifest his salvation and his victorious accomplishment on the that he accomplished on the cross. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for these testimonies of your hand in guiding our lives. Lord, you lead every step of the way. And Lord, I pray that we would be willing to just commit everything to you, all our moments, all our days, knowing that you have a purpose, a plan that you are working out. And so again, we thank you for your faithfulness. I pray, Lord, that you would give each one of us a testimony that Jesus led us all the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.